I'm just finishing my morning coffee and I've just eaten a blueberry muffin warm from the oven with evaporated milk on top, and the evaporated milk soaked in to the warm muffin, which was very tasty indeed. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's 10:05 on Wednesday, the 15th of April, and I've got my 12th micro podcast for you. This week I'm talking about the websites of artists that have inspired me, and today's website is by Danny Gregory. His website address is www.dannygregory.com. And I talked a bit about Danny and his book Everyday Matters last week when I was talking about the books that have inspired me. Now, Danny hasn't actually updated his website since the 27th of December. There's a little sign on the front page saying gone drawing, and he is presumably off somewhere with his sketchbook. But the website and the blog are so full of interesting stuff that it's definitely worth a visit, even if you visit quite regularly. He is currently twittering, and down the right side of his site there's his Twitter updates, but actually he hasn't updated his Twitter for 10 days either. And there was a rather poignant Twitter 18 days ago that said, "Taking the day off to get my life back together. It's been a tough, crazy year. Hope one day is enough." And I suspect one day is never enough to sort your life out. I know I always think, oh, a week would be nice, then a month would be nice, and sometimes I think a whole year would be nice to sort one's life out. And I wonder if actually that's what I'm doing at the moment. Anyway, Danny is a prolific drawer, and his website is full of gorgeous, wonderful, inspirational drawings, which you can track back through the archives. For 5 years, I think. In fact, he does say on the front page that he's kept his blog for 5 years, and now he needs to have a bit of a break, I think. So yes, go visit Danny. Now, one link that caught my eye this morning was to a little slideshow he put together of some of his favourite books, and the address of that is www.dannygregory.com/pro/. /25books.html, and that's 25, numerical 25, 25. And he lists 25 books, most of which actually seem to be diaries that he's collected himself, which are rather touching. So I think it's definitely worth a look. And I'm very interested in people's diaries and journals too, but I don't actually own any originals. And I think it would be lovely to actually touch the paper from someone that someone's written on. There were one or two that really caught my eye. One from a barber writing during the Depression, and one from illustrator Ronald Searle, who kept a journal apparently when he was a prisoner of war during World War II. And he also links to a book called Ronald Searle's Paris Sketchbook, which is something I was reminded about and went and grabbed from my own bookshelf when I saw it this morning. So I'm going to spend today having a look through that. That strikes me as one of the very wonderful things about websites, is that you can kind of get immediate inspiration and kind of get fed. And Danny's website is certainly one that feeds. So yes, dannygregory.com, www.dannygregory.com. Okay, so all this week I'm going to be looking at the websites that inspire me, and I'd be very, very interested to hear about artists on the web that inspire you. If you have any you'd like to share, you can direct message me on Twitter. I'm Michael Nobbs on Twitter. Or alternatively, send me an email. And if you go to my website, which is www.michaelnobbs.com/contact, you can easily send me an email and I'd love to hear from you. Okay, thanks for listening. I'm off to finish my coffee and to look at Ronald Searle's Paris Sketchbook. Bye bye.